The Russian army has been given orders to broaden its offensive in Ukraine from all directions after Kyiv refused to hold talks in Belarus, the defense ministry said Saturday. Russian forces have made thrusts into the Ukrainian capital Kyiv before falling back to the outskirts, facing tough resistance on day three of the invasion ordered by President Vladimir Putin. A Russian army spokesman said in a statement, after the Ukrainian side rejected the negotiation process today, all units were given orders to develop the advance from all directions in accordance with the operations plans. Kremlin said Friday that Putin was ready to send a delegation to Belarus for talks with Ukraine, but Ukraine wanted talks in Warsaw instead. Ukraine says it is being attacked from several sides, including from Belarus. The Russian army has claimed that Russian forces have not targeted civilian areas, despite widespread evidence to the contrary. Ukraine said Saturday that at least 198 civilians, including three children, had been killed since Moscow launched the attack. Russia has not said how many of its soldiers have been killed in the invasion, which it calls a special military operation. Meantime, a senior U.S. defense official said Saturday that Russia now has at least 50% of its massive invasion force inside Ukraine, but is making slow progress due to unexpectedly stiff resistance. The official told reporters, "We have indications that the Russians are increasingly frustrated by their lack of momentum over the last 24 hours, particularly in the north parts of Ukraine." As of early Saturday, Washington time, the Russian military had still not taken control of any Ukrainian city, nor has it gained air superiority over the country, the official said. This is VOA News. The United States has barred travel by Somali officials and other individuals.